Okay, so we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Becharos, and we are up to Parakas Mishnah Tes. HaBechor notel pishnayim b'nechsei ha'av, ve'enu notel pishnayim b'nechsei ha'em. The Bechor gets a double portion of the father's Yerusha, but he does not get a double portion of mom's Yerusha. Ve'enu notel pishnayim b'shevach. He also does not get a double portion of whatever improvements happened to the estate after the father had died. Ve'lo b'roi k'b'muchzak. And he also does not get pishnayim of whatever money is owed to the father, but is not yet in the father's possession at his time of death. So if someone owed the father $1 million, and after the father dies, he pays up $1 million, the Bechor splits that evenly with the other brothers. A woman does not get the shevach or the ra'ui from it to pay her ksuba. And when daughters collect their mizonos from the father's estate, they're also not entitled to those things. And the yavam who gets his brother's estate is not entitled to those things, to the shevach nor to the ra'ui. All these people do not get from the shevach. So that line seems repetitive, because that's what we just said. So we're just saying that the Bar Tanur explains why we repeat this line. He writes, that if the grandfather was alive when the father died, and therefore the Nechasim could have gone to them when he died, even though it's not like a Ra'ui where maybe it will, maybe it won't. Everybody dies eventually. This is for sure destined for them. And they're for sure entitled to get their father's portion of it. So I might have thought that that's not just called Ra'ui, that's Mamish Muchsak. So Kamash Malan. That's why he tells me that no, that's also only called Ratwi. Elish Mishnah Yud. Elish Shein Chosim B'Yovel. These things do not go back at Yovel. HaBechora, the Bechor's Pishnaim does not go back. Vayorish Hesishto, someone who inherits his wife, does not go back to her family. Vamiyabe Meseisha Sachiv, someone who does Yibam on his brother's wife when he gets that Yerusha, that stays with his family forever. Vamatana, and something that's given as a Matana, Divrei Meir, that's Rav Meir's opinion. Meaning only things that get sold go back at Yovel. V'cham say, well, a gift is like a sale, and therefore a gift would also go back at Yovel. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kulam chozim b'Yovel. Rabbi Elazar says, the third shita, they all go back at Yovel. Rabbi Yochum ben Broka Omer, hayoresh esishto yachzil b'nei mishpacha. Rabbi Yochum ben Broka says, take one item off that list. If someone yarshins his wife, then it does go back to the family members at Yovel, and he deducts the cost of the grave from the price of the property, because he has to pay for his own wife's grave. So that much he has to, so while he inherits her property, and he's got to return that at Yovel, he does not have to, he has to deduct the cost of the grave from the price, because he's the one that has to pay for it. So the wife's family has to pay the husband for giving back their family plot, but they do not have to pay him for the wife's actual grave. Okay, so to review what we learned today in Mishnah. In Mishnah Tess, we had said that a Bechor gets Pishnayim in the father's estate, but not in the mother's estate, nor in the Shevach, nor in the Ra'ui. And we said, and among that din that you don't get in the Shevach or in the Ra'ui applies also by a woman collecting her Ksuba, by daughters collecting their Mizonos, and by the Yavam getting his brother's estate. And then we said in Mishnah Yud that although properties go back at Yovel, the Pishnayim of Bechor, someone who yarshins his wife, someone who's miyabim his brother's wife, and do not go back at Yovel. Matan is a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Eliezer thinks all of these things go back at Yovel. And Rabbi Yochum ben Broka said someone who yarshins his wife is yachsir libidei mishpacha. That if someone who yarshins his wife, he has to give back the cemetery to the members of her family at Yovel, but they pay for it, except for the place where the wife is actually buried. Okay, Pesachim, next time we'll pick up with the 9th paragraph of Maseches Becharos.